Good morning. This is Scott Woodard from the Oakland Church of Christ. This morning I'd like to ask the question, what is our greatest problem today? Many may say the economy, education, corrupt government, terrorism, or even climate change. I would suggest that our biggest problem today is sin. Sin is any action, feeling, or thought that goes against God's standards. It includes breaking God's law by doing what is wrong or unrighteous in God's sight. The Bible also describes sins of omission, that is, failing to do what is right. Thus, to sin is to miss the mark of God's perfect standards. As the Creator, God has the right to set the standards for mankind. We are accountable to Him for our actions. As we read from Genesis 39, verse 7, Potiphar's wife desired Joseph, and in verse 9 Joseph says, "There is no one greater in this house than I, and he has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do this great evil and sin against God?" Isaiah says in chapter 59, verse 2, "But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear." There is a big burden and guilt that we carry with sin, and sometimes we wonder why our lives continue to be in turmoil. Could it be our choices? David says in Psalms 38, verse 3 through 5, that there was no health in his bones because of his sins. "For my iniquities have gone over my head, as a heavy burden they weigh too much for me. My wounds grow foul and fester because of my folly." David in Psalms 51 says in verse 3, "For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only I have sinned and done what is evil in thy sight." David also in Psalms 32 and verse 5 said this regarding his sin before God, "I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I did not hide. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin." The result of our sin is eternal separation from God. Sin is lawlessness and unrighteousness. Sin leads to spiritual blindness and death. The Bible states, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God," Romans 3 and verse 23. As a result of our sins, everyone deserves eternal death, Romans 6, 23. God, in His mercy, provided payment for the penalty, death penalty, through the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ. In Romans 8, 1-2, Paul describes how we as Christians are delivered from the bondage of sin. "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death." We can be at peace with God in keeping His law today. "Moreover, by them," the law, testimony, statutes, commandments, and judgments, "your servant is warned, and in keeping them, there is great reward." Psalm 19 in verse 11. By keeping God's word, there is great reward in this life, and there is great reward when our life here on earth is over. The fact that God provided His only Son as a sacrifice for us shows how much God loves us and is willing to redeem us from sin. Some sins have consequences that may last a lifetime, but the consequences do not have to last eternally. Tomorrow morning, we will look at our greatest need. I hope you will be able to join us. We want to invite you to come and worship with us at the Oakland Church of Christ on the west side of Athens, Alabama. We are located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, just off of New Cut Road. Our times of service are Sunday, Bible study at 9:30 a.m., with Bible classes for all ages and worship service at 10:20. We meet again on Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. and on Wednesday at 7 p.m. for Bible study. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day, and God bless.